Boris Johnson calls Joe Biden to congratulate him on win, plot Build Back Better Green Agenda. By Kurt Zindelka on November 10, 2020. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson revealed on Tuesday that he was one of the first world leaders to speak to former Vice President Joe Biden, following the pronouncement by the mainstream media that he won the presidential election. Despite votes remaining to be counted and President Donald Trump contesting the election results in key swing states, Mr. Johnson quickly jumped on the opportunity to prematurely congratulate the Democrat, amidst widespread concern that Mr. Biden will side with the European Union in Brexit negotiations. Mr. Johnson wrote on social media, "I just spoke to Joe Biden to congratulate him on his election. I look forward to strengthening the partnership between our countries and to working with him on our shared priorities, from tackling climate change to promoting democracy and building back better from the pandemic," Johnson said. Laura Kuensberg, the political editor for the BBC, revealed that the Prime Minister spoke to Biden before other major European leaders. The conversation came one day after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that he had spoken with the Democrat presidential hopeful, writing on social media, "I just spoke with Joe Biden and congratulated him again on his election. We've worked with each other before, and we're ready to pick up on that work and tackle the challenges and opportunities facing our two countries, including climate change and COVID-19. Some have suggested that the phone calls between Mr. Biden and world leaders are a violation of the Logan Act, which prohibits private citizens from discussing foreign policy matters with other governments. Though no one has been prosecuted under the 1799 law, it was used as a pretext to investigate General Mike Flynn, President Trump's former national security adviser." While Boris Johnson has often been likened to President Trump, the British leader's stances on issues like climate change, migration, free trade, and even his draconian response to the Chinese coronavirus are in fact more in line with Joe Biden's neoliberal globalist perspective. The two men also share the same slogan, Build Back Better, which has its roots in the United Nations disaster relief efforts after the 2015 tsunami in Japan, but was later adopted for a swath of globalist projects, most notably the 2016 Paris Climate Accord, which the United States abandoned under President Trump. Breitbart News' James Dellingpole described the phrase as a United Nations invented phrase that actually means more world government, more green taxes and regulation, more expensive energy, more identity politics, more corporatism, and, of course, less freedom and entrepreneurialism. Mr. Johnson has pledged to reduce the United Kingdom's carbon dioxide emissions to net zero by 2050, in a move that would cost the country over £3 trillion, or £100,000 per household, a February report from the Global Warming Policy Foundation found. Mr. Biden has previously threatened to ban the fracking industry in America, and during the final presidential debate, he declared that he would seek to transition away from the fossil fuel industry by the year 2030. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.